Craig Robbins, what inspires a man to go to the BBC and say, sell me the rights to this TV show?
Well, believe it or not, it was kind of an accident. I had no preconceived idea of doing this at all. It started when I dug out my old tapes of the series at the beginning of 2004, just purely to watch them and show my wife. Sometime later, I bought a DVD of a series called A Very Peculiar Practice, which was a huge series for the BBC back in the 80s, starring Peter Davison, one-time Doctor Who. And as I typically do, I bought online. When it dropped through my letterbox, I was amazed to see it wasn't a BBC DVD. It was an independent release. The light bulb went on, and I thought, well, hang on, if they'll sell a huge show like A Very Peculiar Practice, they'll certainly sell the rights to Joking Apart. And that was how it started.
How do you go about the process? What's the next step?
It took me 6 weeks to get to speak to the right person. I was just passed from pillar to post, and I spoke to about half the company without getting remotely close until finally one day I did. And then I just sort of laid it on the line. I said, look, you know, I've never done this before. I'm just effectively a man off the street, but I am serious about doing this. How do I go about it? I'm amazed, actually, still to this day. I honestly expected to be told, look, go away, you know, stop wasting our time. You're obviously not going to do this. But thankfully they didn't, and in the end I proved that I was very much serious.
Familiarise us with the program. Joking Apart, written by Stephen Moffat, a series from the 1990s.
Yep.
Tell us about the show.
Okay, it was an idea that Stephen Moffat had. In fact, it was the producer of the series in a way steered in this direction. He met the producer, Andrei Tyshinsky, at a club and was just talking over ideas. And Andre was kind of aware that the thing that animated Stephen most of all was about his impending divorce, because his wife had only recently left him. So Andre suggested, well, why don't you write a comedy about divorce? So it was. That's basically how it came about. The series is about a comedy writer whose wife has just left him. So it was very much true to life. It was based on Stephen's own life, as in fact was Coupling later. It seemed to air at what you would think was a decent time, 9 o'clock on BBC Two. Unfortunately, it was up against, and it was scheduled knowing what it was up against. It was up against basically the prime ITV ratings winners, huge series like Minder, Peak Practice. So, of course, there weren't that many viewers who were left floating, wondering what was on the other side, and therefore not that many discovered this comedy gem tucked away on BBC Two. However, the good thing is that those people who did discover it, by and large, loved it. I mean, the figures the BBC have for what the audience thought were tremendous. I mean, very few shows get that kind of rating.
But has it found a new life because the people who loved it are referring their friends to the DVD, do you think?
There has been a certain amount of that. There's also been a certain amount of people who were familiar with Stephen Moffat's later work, such as Coupling, and thought, oh, hang on, I like Coupling. I'll try it now. I'll try this. I'll take a chance. And there's also some people who are just inspired to buy it by the story behind the release, which is great because as a fan of the series myself, I mean, the more people who get to discover this, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's nothing to do with the commercial aspect because that was the least of my concerns. Obviously, I want to get my money back, but my main motivation for doing this was so the fans and hopefully a few other people, a few new people, could enjoy the series.
You're with Andy Muirhead on 936 ABC Hobart. This morning, Craig Wellington is talking to Craig Robbins, the man who loved a comedy series so much he bought the rights to it and released it on DVD. Now, the comedy series is called Joking Apart, and it's written by Stephen Moffat, the man who wrote Coupling, which also appeared on ABC TV.
Now, Stephen Moffat has had an interesting career.
Now, Stephen is a phenomenal writer. I mean, he's got an almost unparalleled track record insofar as virtually everything he's ever written has won an award of some sort. Press Gang was the first thing he ever wrote, won a BAFTA. Joking Apart, second thing, wins a prize at Montreux. Coupling, British Comedy of the Year award. Doctor Who, obviously, has got numerous awards, and he personally has got 2 Hugo awards. And he's been recently signed up by Steven Spielberg to pen the scripts for 3 Tintin adaptations.
Actually, it's interesting, when you watch Coupling, Stephen Moffat is the master of twisting chronology around and jumping back and forth in a story or showing simultaneous events, which is very cartoon-like.
Stephen's a very clever writer in the way he does things. I mean, he does very, very clever things with time and various other things. And Joking Apart's a good example of that, because you have, in Series 1 a lot, sort of parallel time streams going on. You see the relationship as it was, And then you sort of then contrast it to the relationship as it's broken up. It's very clever. I mean, he's, with Coupling, he did an entire episode where he's following two characters around in split screen. So you see what one character's doing on one half the screen. On the other side, you see kind of a parallel with the other character. I don't quite know how he does it, or I really don't, but I've never seen any writer kind of handle the way things he does, the oblique way that he does. It's unique. It's a trademark of his.
Now, can you tell the listener, as a fan of Stephen Moffat, who appreciates his writing and his television series, why should we rush out and rediscover Joking Apart on DVD?
Very simply, it's a comedy gem. If the BBC had scheduled it better, then it would now be regarded as an all-time classic. I have no doubt about that. It's that good. If you think 40 Towers, but just infinitely more blacker, because this is about divorce, that's kind of the style. It's full-on farce. And if you know Stephen Moffat's other writing, like Coupling, if you like that, you'll like Joking Apart.
And I suspect, Craig, that this was a labour of love.
Absolutely right. I mean, it took me 20 months to get the first series out. I was prepared to lose money doing it, because I was that determined it should be out. But as it happens, I got the money back and I'm able to move on and do series two. But yes, most definitely a labour of love.
Craig Robbins, thank you very much for talking to us today.